Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven. If you have taken today off from work, not because you just wanted to extend the holiday weekend, but because it's Cyber Monday and you just want to be by yourself at home on the couch with your laptop, that's all I need to know about you.
Heady play. I mean, that is good financial planning right there.
One of my girlfriends said that. I was like, oh, you know, going back to work tomorrow. Like,
sure.
And she was like, no, I always take Cyber Monday off.
Nice.
Why? And she's like, so I can shop all day online. I go, but you would normally have done that in your cubicle anyway. So what's the difference?
But don't the stats show that it's like the productivity levels across companies, across the entire United States are down something like 40% today.
Right.
So if I was you, if you received something or bought something over the Black Friday weekend and you're thinking about calling customer service and returning something or something like that, if I was you, I would mail it in for a couple more days.
Right.
Just give it a little bit more time.
I guess.
I guess the boss would appreciate that more than you just shopping all day.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. You have to hide it from them. I mean, they know what you're doing, but you have to like be discreet.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody knows anyways. I never trust the IT guy. I feel like the IT guy knows all my emails and knows what I'm looking at all times.
That's because he does.
See?
100%.
Then you can't do it. What if that guy decides to turn tail?
I don't know.
You know, he goes from the good to the bad, and then all of a sudden, you've got a problem.
Do you know the whole reason why they started Cyber Monday was because people would shop today because they didn't have high-speed internet at home. So they would buy at work. That's how Cyber Monday began.
Sounds made up.
No, that's a real thing. That's sounds how like, the whole thing started.
Sounds made
but
up.
But now everybody has fast internet speed at home, so why would that be the reason why, you know? I don't know.
I don't know. Sounds made up.
It's not. That's fact.
And garlic repels vampires, right? That too?
That's also fact. Everyone knows that.
All right. If you believe that just because there's a little bit of sleet out there or a couple snowflakes have fallen in your neighborhood that all of a sudden the 3 or 4 lane highway is one lane.
Oh, yeah.
And the entire line of cars does not actually maintain a lane. They just they basically block like it's Daytona the whole way down the highway. That's all I need to know about you.
Without fail. Anytime there's a little bit of weather, people forget how to drive.
You have a 3.5-ton SUV with all-wheel drive.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure you're going to make it down the road.
Got to go really slow. Really slow.
But how do you manage the 2 lanes at once?
Right. It's magic.
Oh, man.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Naughty or nice? You decide. Let's see who called in on the tip line today with Anna and Raven.
Oh, I'm so excited. It is back. The Anna and Raven Westfield Trumbo Santa tip line. If somebody's been naughty in your life, you got to help us out. Let the big guy know.
Listen, everybody knows that tattletales ain't cool. You don't want to be the tattletale, except when it's right around the holiday time.
Right, then it's okay.
It can move you up the list. I mean, I see a lot of this going on with coworkers. You've got people in your classroom, siblings. That's a big one.
Right, 203-783-8282. That is the Santa tip line, 203-783-8282. You can leave messages 24 hours a day. Let Santa know who's been naughty.
Hi, I would like to tell you that Edson's being a little naughty today.
Oh,
he was
boy.
Like wrestling his sister, being mean. And I just wanted to let you know. All right, I've been good. I've been a little good, a little bad.
Whoa.
I'm addicted to Fortnite.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Santa. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To
I mean, the message.
Poor Edison. Edison just got ratted out. And but, I'm a little good.
But it sounded like a confession, right? I mean, he was talking about himself in the third person, but he's trying to get out in front of this thing, I think.
Yeah.
And the first thing,
addicted to Fortnite.
Right. If you've got an addiction, the first thing, of course, is admitting there's a problem.
So we're halfway there.
He's on his path, right?
I think he's going to be all right this holiday season.
Here's the thing. I think there's a follow-up.
To another desk message deleted. Message received at 6:54 p.m.
Hey, Santa. Just so you know, Edison Alexander Matthews has been a really happy boy.
Uh-oh.
He's been wrestling me. And I think he should get called his stock cake, definitely. And a big million pieces.
A million pieces of coal. Do you think children...
I mean, the fight continued right until the line stopped.
Yeah, but do you think children actually know what coal is? Like, they don't understand mining and basically going underground. Like, they've been threatened their whole life with getting this coal, but the truth of the matter is they don't know what coal is.
Listen, it's all a farce. Global warming, all right?
What?
Solar power and all that stuff. Coal is your friend.
Coal is your friend, children.
Mm-hmm. Rolling it,
everybody wants coal. You know what? You should be requesting coal from Santa Claus.
Brother to sister ratting each other out, though, here. We've got one more.
Message received yesterday.
Hi. My teacher has been very naughty.
I was
homesick, and she gave me an F on something I did. I would like to report her because she gave me an F. And that's not nice, especially around the holiday season. So, bye.
Message deleted.
But were you really, really sick?
You don't sound
sick. Were you really sick?
Not
that's
for nothing.
The question,
you
right?
Sound pretty healthy to me.
Sounds healthy to me.
Yeah. All right, if you want to call the Santa tip line, 203-783-8282. I said I wasn't going to do it and that it wasn't fair, but I have found myself Christmas tree shaming people, and I feel a little bit guilty about it.
Explain. What's going on?
It's Anna and Raven. My cousin, who is also my best friend, has a fake Christmas tree.
Okay.
Now, when she said she was going to get it last year, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, cool. You know, like, whatever. Do what you want.
Is this her primary Christmas tree? Is this an add-on Christmas tree?
No.
Some people have Christmas trees in every single room of their house.
No. Those people, high five to you. I do not have the patience for that.
Okay.
But, this is her primary and only Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like she's robbing her children of a childhood because...
Yeah, that seems fair.
It looks...
That's good, right?
It looks pretty.
Yeah.
But there's something about, okay, daddy's going upstairs in the attic to get the Christmas tree. It's not the same as going and getting a tree.
Let me ask you something. If she fooled the children into thinking that they had gone out and got the Christmas tree, would that be any better whatsoever? I mean,
no.
There's things you can do.
Wait.
Plug in the pine diffuser, right?
It gets even worse.
You set it up and you're good.
First of all, you cannot... pipe in fake pine tree smell.
You most definitely can.
No,
you fire up a candle.
It is so fake.
Booyah.
You can't do that.
It's like cooking cookies at a real estate thing, right?
No.
You don't always bring fresh cookies. Sometimes you just bring a little fresh cookie scent.
No, it doesn't make... I don't understand
Okay,
this.
But you said it's high quality, so what's the main problem then?
The main problem is that it's fake. And that, like, don't the kids want to go and have the whole experience?
You don't know. Did you ask those kids?
Yes.
Did you ask those children?
But it gets worse. She takes them to a Christmas tree... tailgate, where they all hang out with family members.
All right.
And they go and look at the trees, but then she doesn't get the tree because they already have the tree set up at the house.
Now, that is weird.
Right?
Wait a minute. That is a weird situation.
Right. And, like, I understand.
Well, now that's they're getting the same experience.
And listen, she's got four kids. She's got her hands full, all under the age of 10. And I hate pine needles just as much as everybody
else. Unless you're bringing a chainsaw with you. You know, like, it's a hard thing to go get the tree.
But I think, in general, that fake tree, and I'm sorry, is the saddest of all the trees.
Oh.
It is so sad. The only thing sadder than the fake Christmas tree, and I'm going to get so much hate for this, and I try not to judge, but you want to know what? This
what
is how I feel deep inside.
What?
I was at a store that was selling those upside down fake Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah. Now they got them. You hit a pedal and the thing flips upside down.
Because it's a,
like,
trend?
It's like Tommy Lee's drum set in Motley Crue. Wild, man.
If you put up an upside down Christmas tree in your home, I don't think you should be allowed to have Christmas.
I'm saying. Come on.
Like, what are
I'm
you
pretty
doing?
Sure it probably has some religious implications or something like that.
No,
so
I
here
don't
you
think
now.
The
now
tree
you are
has
anything stereotypical.
Do.
You're taking out an entire population of people
I mean,
that love the upside down tree. You hit a pedal and it flips right upside down.
I know, and it's dumb.
And they have the LED lights already built in.
I get it.
I mean, does it have the fake snow on it?
No, it has the fake lights, though, and I get it.
They're not fake lights.
They're real lights, but you don't have to actually string them on, which kind of takes part of the excitement of putting up tree.
Yeah.
I mean, it's annoying to put the lights.
You sound like a grandmother. Everything is about pain and suffering.
You know,
right. Winter was so much better when we walked uphill to school both ways 15 miles in the snow.
I didn't think it would bother me this much.
Right.
Raven, I did not think it would bother me this much. I thought like, okay, you want to get a fake tree? Who cares? Get a fake tree. You don't have to clean it up. I get it. Save money every year. Cool. Makes sense. Until I actually saw it. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna throw up. And then I couldn't do it.
We were by far a better generation when we had to beat polio in hand-to-hand combat.
All right. Something about the way my husband handles when we go and pick our Christmas tree, it's humiliating, to be honest.
He's doing it wrong, then.
It's not that he's doing it wrong.
So it's just like every other marriage.
No.
Okay, I understand. He's doing it completely wrong. Good morning, Paul. You're doing it wrong.
It's Anna and Raven. It's not that he's doing it wrong. Uh-huh. It's just that my husband desperately wants to go back to cutting down trees. But the last few years with the baby and everything, we haven't gotten around to it. Next year, I promise, we will go to Maple Row. Paul, I promise.
Good for you, Paul. Get back out there, all right? Get the chainsaw.
Yeah, we will do it next year, I promise. But for the last few years, what we do is we go to a local place that they're already cut down, but they're all wrapped up.
Okay.
You know, they come like already in that plastic.
And they won't show them unwrapped?
Well, they...
So you never know what you're getting. That's the reason Alicia won't go for that pre-cut. She won't do it because she's like, I have to see it open.
No, they open it.
They do.
Of course. But here's the thing is that they have a full staff of people that are there and ready and prepared to open them for you.
Okay.
Yet my husband dresses when we go in his construction gear.
Yes.
He has on his 1997 whitewash Abercrombie jeans.
Okay.
He's got old sweatshirts.
Right.
He has, as if he's weeding, gloves.
Nice.
He yields a knife. It's a massive knife.
And he just pulls it right out of his pocket real quick and he just...
These teenagers are like, okay, would you need help opening trees? No.
He's like, no, I got it.
I got it.
Good for you, Paul.
He pulls out all the trees and he starts slashing plastic right off
it's
of it.
It's the most manly he feels throughout the year.
I'm like, babe, they pay these kids to like help us do this. What are you doing?
That's in the tip. Less tip now because I brought my own knife. Less tip. Paul's just trying to be fiscally responsible.
Oh, it was so cold yesterday when we went because we were supposed to go early in the morning before the snow started. But of course, that's the one time.
Everybody's running late.
Dakota, the baby, took a 3-hour nap. Since when? Since when do we take a 3-hour nap? The one day that we have to go shopping before it snows. But anyway, we went there. The first one he opened, I was like, yep, that's the one.
The exact opposite of my wife.
What did you
guys
do?
First off, never pre-cut. I mean, I think that in 12 years together, we've had one pre-cut, and it was our third tree of the year. So we had just run out of time and we had to get it.
Yeah, but you guys return trees and that's what
we
do.
No, we sell trees.
That's even
weirder.
We
sell trees. You can't return trees. You have to resell trees.
I mean, that's not normal.
We got one year. It was the size of an SUV. Even when the bar bought it, the bar was like, you know what? That was too big of a tree.
Do you put it on Craigslist or do you just, what do you do?
My wife put the first one on Facebook that year and one of the area restaurants bought it and they came and they picked it up to their credit. They came and they grabbed it right away. They were like, this is perfect.
No, it's like
and then they set it up and they were like, oh my gosh, we have no room to seat anybody.
I feel like your Christmas tree is like a puppy. Once you bring it home or a baby,
you should own it.
You're stuck with it. That's it.
I hear you. Now you're committed to it. So we went to our normal spot yesterday, which was only our spot since we found it. Since having to go through like 13 places in the last couple of years.
Yep.
We went to the back lot, the secret area here.
Oh, the secret area.
First tree that we see, of course, I always see the first tree that I pick out. You know, Alicia will reject that immediately.
Yeah.
On the principle of it.
Right.
We had to leave that lot, go to another lot down the road, and look through there for a good 45 minutes. Now, we ended up getting a tree there, but it was freezing, and it was a 12-foot tree that we had to cut in half when we got home.
What do you mean cut it in half? What are you going to do with the other half? Sell it on Facebook?
We straight up cut it in half. We cut the tree. I took it home. We took it home. The kid had to put it in the back of his truck because, again, too large for us to get home on our own. And then I took out the chainsaw and I cut it in half.
Do you think that's normal?
No. A part of me that believes it's normal. But the tree is up, and we're not selling this one. So that is it. This is the first tree this year. Yes. Normal or not, it was still a successful venture. So
what's stranger, the fact that my husband Paul yields his own machetes when going to the pre-cut lot, or the fact that Alicia made you cut a full 30-foot tree in half?
Yes. It looks like another tree standing on its own.
Nice.
Out in the backyard where I threw it over the fence. Like, right. We're going to see that for the rest of our lives just, until it deteriorates over the next decade.
Just don't sell it. Just keep it forever, please. I'm just going to say it so you can judge me and we can move on.
Okay.
I failed, and it is what it is.
Oh, it feels so good, but I want you to confess to everybody and throw yourself at their mercy right now, because Anna's app has a reputation for never failing, always being perfect, being true to her word.
Oh, here we go.
And overall, just a fantastic person who, of course, when she came up with this proclamation that was not solicited by anybody out there, thought that she would be the champion of the community and possibly all of Fairfield County. But what is it that you promised?
Okay, this is going exactly as I expected it to go.
What Santa did you promise? Raven.
I said I wasn't going to buy anything online this holiday season, and I was going to buy in the stores and just support the local economy.
Oh, local retail, right. Yeah. And then what happened?
I really wanted to do this.
Oh, so it didn't happen, you mean?
Here's the thing. My nieces and nephews all sent me Amazon, like, wish lists.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Now I have these specific items that they want.
And you can't
get them
other places.
And I can't find them.
Right.
And I can't go anywhere else. And like, three of my nieces and nephews live in Texas. Oh. So now I'm thinking in my head, even if I do find these items that they want, now I have to pay for the mail to send them there when I already am a Prime shopper. And then it automatically goes there for free. And then I don't even have to wrap it. My sister-in-law will wrap it for me.
Oh, it's terrible. And the thing is, just like any junkie.
Here we go.
That goes back on the deals. And the fortitudes of a good America.
Yeah.
Once you start, you can't stop.
That's
the just
problem.
Starts going and going. You're like, oh, this is so convenient. Wait, I'm already done.
I will 100% spend more time shopping in actual retail stores this year. 100%. I will be
but
conscious of it.
Will you get more items from those stores than you will actually get online?
That's the question.
Right.
Because I've already bought a ton of things that are being shipped all over the country as we speak. But you want to know what? The average person spends $335 between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday.
Okay.
I think I blew that away.
$335 bucks? That's
yeah,
it?
That's it.
Well,
last
I always
year,
knew I was special, but I didn't know I was that special.
Right. I saw that. I'm like, I don't know.
It
seems a little low.
Way low.
Right. Last year, $7.9 billion were spent on Cyber Monday.
Now that feels like more in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Right. But the thing is I don't understand what people are buying. So I have made a list of things that I was not going to buy until today because I thought there would be all these fantastic deals.
Right.
Every single item on that list is not on sale.
Or it's at least not more impressive.
No.
Right. And with all the hype, you think that it would be.
Like, I thought they were going to give me UGG slippers for free.
Almost. Virtually. Like, look, I held out. I know the secret before everybody else.
Oh,
right.
Look, here's these UGG slippers for $9 free shipping. No.
Here's the thing. When I walked in, all right, I mean, obviously, I'm diligently working over here on the program.
Uh-huh.
While at the same time booking a flyaway trip for my friend's 30th birthday party to Florida.
You can't do that till tomorrow. Tomorrow's Travel Tuesday.
Well, that's what you told me that. And now I feel like, oh, am I going to hold out for tomorrow for Travel Tuesday?
Yes.
Then what if Travel Tuesday isn't real?
Well, that's the whole thing. Here's what I've come to realize. All this stuff is made up and
every
fake.
Every bit of it could be made up.
All of it. Because none of it seems to be giving me the deals that I've been promised.
Right. Will they take me to Florida and make me king for free?
Yes, that's what I have believed. So
that's
I didn't
what you believe
know.
Will happen if I wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow is Travel Tuesday, which is the biggest savings day of the year for travel. So
but now
I have
we just
not
told
been
everybody.
Booking. I've not booked a single thing because in my mind, I'm thinking that tomorrow I am going to get this massive savings on Travel Tuesday.
Right.
But because I have not gotten free UGG slippers today, I believe all of that is fake.
Yeah, and now that we've talked about it here, everybody else is going to get my free trip to Florida.
Listen, Godspeed. Do what you want today. I give up.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Yay!
It's Anna and Raven. If you don't have the Nextdoor app yet, this is not a commercial for it. It's just fantastic. It's an app that lets you know and has people in your neighborhood that can communicate with each other, which is great on so many levels, but it also shows you how nuts your neighbors are.
I got to be honest with you. When I received this invitation to join, and then I went on there and I started filling it out, I was like, I'm not telling these people these things about me, because it asks you for a lot of information. But through that, it connects you with a world of entertainment.
That's right. So I'm on the Norwalk one because that's where I live. And what I've done is I've pulled one of the recent conversations, and Raven and I will act them out for you.
Oh, I love it.
Ivanka writes, holiday gratuities. What does everyone tip the recycling person, garbage pickup person, postal carrier during the holidays? Just wondering if we give too little or too much. Thanks in advance.
Oh, MJ says, I usually give them $20 per person. They work hard.
Well, that's nice, MJ. Allison responds, how exactly do you leave the recycling and garbage people the money? Can you safely leave an envelope, or will it get thrown out?
I listen for the trucks, Allison jumps in, and I go out to the curb personally to thank them for their work.
First of all, let's stop right there.
Okay.
Can you imagine, like, the woman that's running out with the envelopes?
Right.
Do you shake their hands and their gloves with the garbage person? Thank you!
Do they still pick it up in your town? Because
we have the arm that comes.
It's just the big mechanical arm that comes down. Do you put the envelope in that? You're handing it to the Iron Giant?
I tape it to the top of my, because I'm never home.
People say that they take those, man, that people come around and they steal them.
But I'm not home. How am I going to get it to them?
Here's the thing. Do you feel any worse if you think somebody actually stole it? Because you think the guy picked it up. You're like, oh, look, I did a good thing.
It's nice that she goes out and personally thanks them. Like, is she just knocking on the door like, open the window?
Yeah. Thank and the you. Guy's like, lady, I've got a taser in here.
Yeah.
I'll pepper spray you, lady.
Uh-huh.
Diane checks in and says, I always seem to have a different mailman.
Then what do you do when you have a different mailman? I have to be honest. My mailman has disappeared, and now I also have a different mailman.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about
it. I had fill-in mailmen and male women before. Yeah. I only just got a regular mailman this past year. And my wife keeps going, do we need to tip him? I'm like, he's nice. She's like, so?
Right. Like, you don't know.
She's like, it is his job.
Oh, and then there's Linda. There's always a Linda on one of these conversations. Give what you can comfortably afford. Always. Right?
Can anybody afford to give anything?
Well, right.
We just give it anyway.
Yeah, you just have to.
That's just the way
time
it works,
of,
right?
Time of year.
Dorothy chimes in. Postman, $20. Garbage, recycling guys, case of beer.
Now, when you're selecting the beer.
If I get around to holiday baking, then I give them what I've baked, typically cookies, etc.
Would you rather have the random cookies or the random case of beer? Like, when she goes there, does she pick up a Coors Light?
Right, or case? Is it Natty Light?
Right,
right. What's the quality of the beer?
Is it a Stella case? Stella case I'm kind of into.
Can I decide if she's walking it out to the truck?
What kind of cookies are those?
If I see it's Keystone, I just hit the gas and act like I didn't see her, and then she maybe thinks it over again for next week.
Oatmeal cookies? Not pass.
Right.
Thank you. Do you have any Natty Light in there?
Here's the thing, too, is like, you know, you always think of the garbage guy as like, oh, well, I don't know who he is, that kind of thing. I don't know who you are, lady.
Right.
If you made these cookies, like, I don't know anything about you. You could be trying to kill me.
Then there's a Diane. I do not and will not tip the recycling guy. He doesn't even get out of his truck, especially when some of the recycling spills off. He just drives off and leaves it on the ground. Diane is so mad at the recycling person. She's so mad.
Are you supposed to be mad at that guy, or are you mad at your neighbor who constantly overstuffs the thing?
Yeah, right? I'm that neighbor.
That's just waiting for a stiff breeze to flip that thing open and put egg crates across every neighbor's yard.
But Libya chimes in and she says, I usually buy them gloves. What? Why?
Listen, lady.
You shouldn't be buying people clothes that you don't know. What kind of gloves are you buying?
Who bought you these gloves? Says the trash man's wife. Who bought you these gloves?
The lady at William Street.
I don't know her. Yeah, right.
Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Alexis and Brent. Alexis, let's start with you. What's happening?
It's really not a big deal, in my opinion, but my dad wants to come visit for the holidays, and he asked if there was any way we might get his plane ticket. I don't really feel like it's a big deal at all. It's obviously the holidays. We're just going to throw it on a credit card. My kids are excited. Everyone's excited to see him, but my husband's making a huge deal out of it. He's like saying that we have all these other expenses and we shouldn't be getting his ticket. It's making me furious.
Where is he coming from? I mean, some places you come from, you hop on a plane. costs you $200-$400, you know, something like that. It's a few hundred bucks. Other places you come from cost you $1,200.
He's coming from Louisiana.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, it's probably not huge, but it's also not $200.
Right.
Listen, I mean, we've dealt with this before. I'm not trying to sound like a jerk or anything, but I mean, we need this money for our own stuff. And he's always asking for money to help cover his bills. He doesn't work. He's a deadbeat. I mean, I've had enough to hear with him. So.
He's not a deadbeat. That's not, I mean,
he is. And he's only 73 years old, and he could easily get a part-time job if he wanted to. He needs to stop asking everybody for money.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. You want my poor 73-year-old dad working at Walmart? Like, no, let the man rest. He's 73. Let's, like, let him retire.
Yeah, but if he doesn't have his own, I mean, but you're still paying his bills?
Sometimes, yeah.
No, we're not. No, I mean, once in a blue moon. Once in a while. I have to say, my dad raised me. Like, he's a single dad. He worked 3 jobs to put me through college. I'm sorry, but I feel like I owe the man a little something. I'm not paying all of his bills. Once in a while, he asks for something.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Alexis. It's your dad, and you want him up here for the holidays, and just book plane ticket, put it on a credit card, and you'll pay it off when you can. That's how it works. And it's your father, and he needs you. But they may see Brent's side, too. This isn't the first time he's asked you for money. And if he's not financially stable enough to afford the trip up here, maybe he shouldn't come. That's what it comes down to. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure. Yes.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Alexis's father has asked them to pay for his plane ticket from Louisiana for the holidays. Here's the thing. Brett says they don't really have the money for it. And plus, he's 73. He doesn't have any part-time jobs or anything. It's going to put them in debt. They got to put it on a credit card. The answer is no. She says, you got to say yes. It's my dad.
How do you tell your spouse that, no, we can't fly your elderly parent home because we can't come up with a few $100 to get him here? Come on. Oh. It's Christmas, and that's ridiculous.
Honda of Westport Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Should they put themselves in a little bit of debt to do this? Would you pay? It's another added expense. 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. He raised her as a single father, worked 3 jobs. I think that as a daughter, she does owe him now, you know, to take care of him and to fly him up here. I don't see why it's such a big deal.
Let's say he wasn't a great dad. Let's say that he hasn't done these things. Your kids want to see him. He wants to come up for the holidays, and he's 73. I mean, right. Isn't that easy enough by itself?
No, 100%. But to play devil's advocate, it's not like they have that money lying around. That would have been one thing. It's putting them in debt to do that, and is that fair? Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. He's a single parent, worked 3 jobs to put him through college. Tell the husband, suck it up.
Yeah, just suck like that. Suck it up. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I'm sorry. That's a little irrational thing to say that about his dad. I'm sorry.
Right, you don't have to apologize. It's true. You know, it sounds awful. I think when you're in your head and you're rationalizing it, it's one thing. But when you say it out loud and you realize how bad it sounds, it's a whole other thing.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Alexis, our audience agreed with you. Your dad is your dad, and if you want to bring him up here to spend the holidays with you, then you're going to have to foot the bill and put it on a card and deal with it at a later time. Sorry, Brett.
Yes, I knew it. Thank you, audience. I appreciate you. Yeah, it's my dad. I'm sorry. That's how it needs to be.
Brett, I mean, my suspicion is that obviously you knew the relationship that they had before you guys got married, and now that you're married, I mean, it might be better use of your energy, time, and resources for you guys to be thinking about a supplemental plan for him for the future. If this is truly something that you have to step in from time to time and help out with, instead of worrying about here it comes again, just plan for it for the future. That way it'll take the sting off because, you know, obviously he's going to need some support.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just a frustrating situation.
I understand.
Well, hopefully your kids are going to do it for you someday.
Right.
Hopefully they won't have to.
Well, right. I understand that too. Right. But life changes. It has a way of doing that.
If you have an issue too, send an email couplescore@star999.com. Alex's dad has asked for them to pay for his trip up from Louisiana for the holidays. Now, her husband, Brent, says, No, he doesn't work. He's 73. There's no reason why he can't do it. We're going to put ourselves in debt, putting on a credit card to get him up here.
Hmm.
She says, but it's my dad, and he wants to come for the holidays.
Listen, it's a tight time of year for everybody. And to be fair, if he's asked for this before, then, you know, maybe you should have been aware. I mean, he's 73.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. It's just so sad that the husband is saying things like this. It's her dad. It is the holidays. And even if not, you got to take care of your parents, because what goes around comes around, man.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I mean, I agree with her. I think that, listen, you take on somebody's family when you get married.
Yeah.
And some of those relationships are great and beneficial and fulfilling, and other ones not so much. But even if you felt this way about her father, that's her dad.
Well, that's right. And the biggest thing my mother has always taught me is that when it comes to your in-laws, it doesn't matter what you think. You shut your mouth and you do what's right. And this is one of those situations. But maybe not if he's taking advantage of them and they can't afford it. It's not like they have tons of money. She said they got to put it on a credit card. Whose side are you on? Pepsi from Trumbull. Let's go. Can you ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck.
Now, Pepsi is a regular. I know that every 2 weeks you are in line and ready to play. You beat them before. Let's see if you could do it again, okay?
All right.
I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, and then you're going to answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's of a tie. It goes to Raven, but if you beat him, $100 to Little Pop, okay?
All right. Here we go.
Number 1, Sia went undercover and surprised shoppers at Walmart by buying their groceries. What's Sia's last name?
I don't know.
Number 2, E.T. and Elliot finally reunited after 37 years in a new commercial for Xfinity. What actor played Elliot in the original and the new 4-minute ad?
I don't know.
Number 3, Kid Rock was pulled off stage after saying lewd things about Oprah. In 2013, Oprah received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from what president?
Obama.
Number 4, Olivia Jade returned to YouTube 8 months after the college admissions scandal broke. Who is her mom?
Lori Loughlin.
And number 5, Pete Davidson reportedly requires fans to sign a $1 million NDA before his comedy shows. What variety weekend show is he a regular?
Saturday Night Live.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Saturday Night Live.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
How do you do?
He got 3 out of 5.
Took a while. Let's see here.
I think it was 3. I couldn't quite understand the last answer, but I'm going to give it 10.
That sounds like 2.
Number 1, Sia went undercover to surprise shoppers at Walmart by buying their groceries. What's Sia's last name?
Whoa. Sia LaMonica.
Sia later. Nope, it's Furler.
Yeah, no
see
idea.
See what I did there? See you later, but it was... No, it's Furler.
Yeah,
okay.
Did you know that, Pepsi?
Yeah, no, Pepsi didn't know that
I
either.
I did not know that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean. Number 2, E.T. and Elliot finally reunited after 37 years in a new commercial for Xfinity, which, FYI, made me cry.
I heard it was very emotional.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. What actor played Elliot in the original and the new 4-minute ad?
Henry Thomas. He's a fantastic actor, and I believe he just got himself in some legal trouble recently, so the timing of this is a little bit funny.
Yeah, that is correct. Number 3, Kid Rock was pulled off stage after saying lewd things about Oprah. In 2013, Oprah received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from what president?
Well, that would be Barack Obama.
That is correct. All right, number 4, Olivia Jade returned to YouTube 8 months after the college admissions scandal broke. Who's her mom?
Lori Loughlin.
That is also correct. You guys are tied. Number 5, Pete Davidson reportedly requires fans to sign a $1 million NDA before his comedy shows. What variety weekend show is he a regular?
Is this all shows, or I think he's trying to do this for one special show, right?
So, well, I don't know. It says it's comedy shows.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question?
What variety weekend show is he a regular?
Oh, Saturday Night Live, of course.
That is correct. It's a non-disclosure agreement. Somebody tweeted out a picture of it. I
find it interesting if he was going to do this for one event. I find that very interesting, but I don't know.
Right. No, I think it's a regular thing, but
that seems strange.
Remember when he was in Bridgeport at Stress Factory?
And then he didn't do it.
He didn't do that, but that's when everything went down and it was a problem.
He didn't
so
do
wonder.
The show because somebody talked about him.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Pepsi, I'm sorry he beat you 4-3 this morning.
No problem. Pepsi from Trumbull, I can't beat Raven.
Thank you for trying.
Better luck next time.
We got another shot for you to beat Raven coming up tomorrow morning, but make sure you're listening to The Cheat Sheet, 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. We'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
Naughty or nice? You decide. Let's see who called in on the tip line today with Anna and Raven.
Oh, it is back. The Anna and Raven Westfield Trumbull Santa tip line. You can call 203-783-8282. Let Santa know who's being naughty.
Mm-hmm.
Just help him out.
Right.
He knows if you're naughty or nice.
You know, the thing that I love about this the most, Anna, is that when I listen to these messages, it's like watching People's Court or Judge Judy or something like that.
Yeah.
I immediately feel better about my life.
Oh.
Or watching the Springer show, like when that was on, I automatically feel better.
Hey, you better be careful. I might call the Santa tip line on you.
I am not the father.
Right. Right. Good.
Message received today.
Hi, Santa. It's Mommy. I've been nice, first of all, but I don't know what's going on with Joe and Cole this morning because there's been a lot of fighting.
Mom has not been
yes,
nice.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Cole called Stella a
Sour Patch Head.
A Sour Patch Head.
Mm.
Cole gave Stella a Starburst and then he took it back.
No.
You can't give back. You traded. You did a trade. We're not going to wake up in the morning screaming and crying anymore, right?
Mom?
Message deleted.
I mean, that seems like a fake promise. That's a hollow promise
right
there.
Sour Patch Head. You cannot call your brother or sister a Sour Patch Head. It's not nice.
Talking back to Mom on the phone, too.
Right.
Like, disputing the fact that's going on here. I mean, if it's a court of law, there's got to be a point of order.
He gave his sister a Starburst and then took it back.
Right.
Is there anything worse than that?
Yeah,
like, you are looking forward to that Starburst, and then they're like, nope.
A deal is a deal.
Right.
Sometimes the deal is better for one party than the other.
My name is Mia. I'm 7 years old. And my class, I think, this boy named Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't really listen to the teacher that much.
Mm.
And little brother, Drew. He hits a lot. And he's playing with his sword. And hit me once with it. On the head.
Oh.
Hope that helps.
Message.
Very helpful.
Yeah, I mean,
very
that'll helpful. Help. No question about it.
He spits and hit her in the head with a sword.
No, the brother spit on, I think.
And then hit her in the head with a
and
sword.
And then he hit her with a sword.
Also, right. There's a lot of
I
problems
thought it was
there.
Two people. I thought it was Philip and his brother Drew.
No, Philip was bad from school. He doesn't listen to the teacher. Brother Drew hit her in the head with a sword and spit on her. It's got a lot. That list is long.
Rough day.
Yeah.
Rough day.
My little brother, you see, he will not stop yelling at his computer screen. And it annoys us so much. Whenever I ask him to stop, he comes and attacks me.
Mm.
And I think that is a definite thing to put on a naughty list.
Listen, I don't like disruption, okay? Right. But,
yep.
If you rat, you got to be prepared for the clap back.
Is that
all right?
I mean, do you talk to your computer screen?
That sounds like a grown person right there who's still living at home with the parents and that the brother is like 12. Okay.
Right.
And if the brother is still bringing the heat, you know, you got to get tougher.
Let us know who belongs on the naughty list. Help Santa out. The Anna and Raven Westfield Trumbull Santa tip line. Again, that's 203-783-8282.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.